We'd like to start it off by one of the real, real oldest. And it sounds something like this.
When B.B. King recorded this track in 1964, before an all-black audience at the Regal Theater in Chicago, he had already been making records for 12 years. Fast forward another 43 years, and B.B. King, now 81 years old and suffering from diabetes, is playing before a sold-out, predominantly white crowd at the Grand Theater in Wausau.
Yeah, I think the audience was superb. Fantastic audience. I really enjoyed them.
And the crowd enjoyed him and his stories about growing up in segregated Mississippi, picking cotton on a farm without electricity, sneaking across railroad tracks so he could drink water out of a whites-only fountain. Stories about the dues he had paid.
Yes, I've been around a long, long time. Yes, I've really, really paid my dues. I walk play Lucille.
After Tuesday night's show, in an exclusive interview in the back of his tour bus, B.B. King talked about his quintessential rags-to-riches story, from the cotton fields to the world stage, including this story about an audience with the late Pope John Paul II.
I gave him a guitar, by the way. A lot of people don't know he played guitar. And when I got ready to give him the guitar, I said, Your Holiness, you know, you've done so much for all of us, and I brought you a present. And he looked at me and smiled. He said, okay. When the band and I was leaving, one of my guys said, B, you know what? I think I heard the Pope playing The Thrill Is Gone.
Thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
For B.B. King, the thrill is never gone. At 81, he still plays 100 dates a year, traveling by bus with a group of musicians that he's known for decades. We asked him, what is it about the blues that motivates him? He had a one-word answer.
Truth. I think truth has a lot to do with it.
And the truth isn't always pretty.
Most of the blues singers in the past was drinkers. Some of them was murderers, and some was many things. But as a whole, you know, society is like that. The blues singers didn't start it. You could almost sum up the average blues singer singing. It's usually something he wants. Something he don't want, something he wish were, and something he wish wasn't. And usually we want the lady, always.
And you can't help but feel that as long as he's alive, B.B. King will continue to ride that bus of his into town after town, doing what he loves to do. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.